who was Dr. Eugenie Clark, and how was she a pioneer?
Well, Dr. Eugenie Clark was a remarkable woman scientist who broke ground in so many areas, and not the least of which was to create a little laboratory in Placida, Florida, which was originally called the Cape Hayes Marine Lab, and later moved up to the Sarasota area and renamed the Moat Marine Laboratory, where we are now. And she began the legacy of research at Moat, and in particular, the legacy of shark research that is carried through today at Moat Marine Lab. And the work that she did, beginning in the early to mid-1950s through the 60s, revolutionized our perspective on sharks, showing us that sharks were not just dumb, dim-witted animals that were nothing but man-eaters, but were in fact fairly smart animals that could be trained to do certain tasks like other animals can. And she really started the whole ball rolling as far as the need for shark conservation, in that she revealed to generations of students and scientists and the public the great value and spectacular nature of sharks in the wild.
And being a woman in the 1950s and 60s and trying to make a name for yourself in science probably wasn't that easy either.
No, as a woman in science in the 1950s, she was repeatedly told that it was very nice of her to get a college degree, but she probably should think about finding a husband and settling down. And she never listened to those naysayers. She persisted, got her PhD, continued to do research, was given some minimal resources by the Vanderbilt family to start her little lab in Placida, the Cape Hayes Marine Lab. And consistently through her career, just broke through any barriers and became a scientist that women grew to admire and adore, and men grew to respect and fall in love with, because she was such a charismatic person.
Dr. Huter, thanks so much for talking with me today.
Okay. Thank you, Sean.